you look at the competition at Loch, and then you think of the fact that Ryan Baird had a concussion, then you think of guys like Tom O'Hearn coming through the system, he probably needed to come on and be really explosive and dynamic.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The season never ends, and you don't want it to end, because another huge night tomorrow night. I think there's over 7,000 tickets sold, unbeaten in Europe. This is sort of the dream.
Yeah, this is why we're in the game, isn't it? To be playing into Christmas in European football. This is what we've all wanted at the start of the year. We have that. Like you said, we're unbeaten. We want to try and protect that tomorrow night. And I think there's over 7,000 sold. Hopefully we can get more and make it another special night.
What have you been able to do since Vienna to try and keep the players level, the strength and conditioning, up to what they'll need for a game like tomorrow night?
That's not ideal. There's no point saying anything other than you'd love to be playing competitive games and leading up to this. So it's not ideal, but it is what it is. We've tried to manage the loads as best we can. And the break hasn't been too bad. We've obviously had a week with no game, but it wasn't like Vienna where it was over 3 weeks. So it's not too bad, and I think the players will be okay tomorrow.
From what you've seen from the game so far in the group stage, tactically around Europe, the opposition you're coming up against, have you found that? Have you found it compared to the last time you were in European competition?
It's always a nice challenge. It's a really good challenge because you're coming up against systems that you're not playing against every week, different tweaks in formation, things are changing as the game's evolving. So it's a really nice challenge, and it's one to really look forward to. I like it. I like the challenge for me and the staff, and then the players obviously to adapt. So it is. It's a nice challenge.
Did you go over and watch the?
Didn't go over. We were going to go over the weekend. Ended up watching it. Didn't go over. But we've seen a lot of them. We've seen them against Apoel, against Vikingur. We've seen four or five of the games, so yeah, we know what they're about.
I'm sure a lot of people are already thinking about next week and that glamour tie at Stamford Bridge against Chelsea, but the position you've put yourself in, where, you know, top eight, it's going to take a lot of work. It might need something at Stamford Bridge, but to be in this position with that as a realistic possibility, with a playoff guaranteed, is probably beyond what most people thought was possible.
Yeah, but it's what we wanted. We wanted to try and do as much as possible to put ourselves in the half for after Christmas, and we've done that. And now the aim is, can we win tomorrow night and give ourselves a chance of going through automatic? Chelsea's a game to look forward to for the fans. They deserve that, and I hope they go and enjoy it like they did in Vienna, which I'm sure they will. But for us tomorrow night, the full focus on trying to win 3 points gets us to 11 points and it gives us a chance. I know 12 they're saying could be the cut off, but you don't know how results are going to go elsewhere, and 11 might just be enough to get you in without the playoff.
Have you found this run has, I don't say changed perception of the club, or are you as a manager, but are you hearing a lot from people within the game who are following your progress?
It doesn't really concern me, to be honest. I don't mean that. It's just about focus on what we do, focus on getting better every year. Does European football bring more eyes on the club and us as a group? Of course it does. People's opinion, whether we're doing well or not outside, they don't know what we do, or rate us as a team or me, that's really irrelevant, to be honest with you. I don't think you can contain yourself with that. I think there's that much talk out now with social media, and things happen in the blink of an eye. I don't think you can contain yourself with everyone's opinion. I think you just got to focus on what you're doing. Focus and keep getting better as a team, as a group, as a manager, and let's see where that takes us.
This time of the year, over the last few years, you've generally been at a lot of dinners, picking up a lot of awards. One of the things I noticed over the last few weeks is that League of Ireland trophy is a giant trophy, which is beautiful when it's yours, but then even at the Soccer Writers I noticed it's sitting right in front of you, but it's not yours anymore. How does that affect you when you're having to go to these things and it's somebody else? As I know you're Damien, yourself and Damien have a good relationship, but that it's not yours anymore.
I have to accept. We didn't do enough over the course of a year to have that trophy, and that's the way it goes. You know, you don't do enough, you're not successful, you don't have silverware in front of you, and that's life, that's football. It's rootless, and you have to be at your best to win. And domestically, we weren't, hence the trophy's not with us. Well, I promise you, we'll do everything possible next year to try to get it back.
And you've started work on that already, such as the strangeness of this period. You're having to plan for next season with last season's squad. So you've announced today that Danny Grant has come in. Can you talk about his signing and what role he might have and what it might mean for the rest of the squad? Because I saw you mention in the press release he's sort of Dara Burns, Neil Ferrugia. Is that maybe a hint that maybe Neil Ferrugia might be heading elsewhere?
No, Danny's one we've liked. He is that type. Neil will have options. Myself and Neil have a brilliant relationship, and we've always been very open and honest, and there's nothing going on behind the scenes that we don't know. Neil has options, he's a wanted man. I totally understand that. You got to respect that and allow the player time and space to make his decision. Neil knows what we think of him here, he knows we want him. That doesn't change, and we'll do everything possible to try and keep him. But you have to also understand that he has options. Good players have options, and that's fine. But are we going to do everything possible to try and keep Neil and Darragh Bones? Of course we are.
You've just been talking in the press conference and answering questions about the AGM that's coming up, and I know you're saying it's the eve of a massive game, and you want the focus to be on that. But that sense from the stories that were in that Dan had in the Irish Independent about the frustration maybe the members with the private ownership, that split that seems to be there. Like this time last year, you were quite vocal. Where are you right now with where the club is heading into that AGM?
We need to be very careful. I've said all along, if we're not aligned in our thinking and we're all not thinking of taking this club forward and keep progressing, well then very, very quickly you can find yourself in trouble. You look at Cork City, you look at Dundalk, there's many examples of this throughout the years.
So what do you mean by that?
Yeah, everyone needs to be aligned. I understand where I want to go, I understand where some shareholders go, some directors want to go, but not everyone's there. And we can't accept just being okay and thinking we'll be okay. And some people want that, and I'd question whether the club's interest is that hard there, which is a problem.
Because you look at last year and missing out on group stage, and I think it was a €2.3 million loss. You didn't get maybe everything that you wanted this time last year, but you qualified this year, and I think it's up on over €5 million already. Do you feel then your voice should have a stronger sway this time around?
No, I think our body of work over the past 8 years should carry a bit of weight and have some respect. I don't think it should be based on year. I don't think that's how you build a club. I don't think that's how you progress. I've made them feelings known to the club for quite some time. We need to work in cycles, not yearly, and based on what you do, because it can change so quickly year to year. That was my feelings last year, and it's still my feelings. It's not about getting everything you want. That's not what it's about. Football's about compromise and understanding that you win some and you lose some, both on and off the pitch. As long as we all want to take the club in the same direction and have similar thinking on that, well then you can accept that. But I'm not. Like I said in there, if you can't enjoy what this club is doing right now, what this team is doing,
do you think that all the members aren't enjoying?
I think the members are. Yeah, I think the membership has been fantastic. You know, I don't have one problem with membership.
The directors.
Yeah, well, that's where we need to be aligned, and that can be at the end of the day, your directors, your shareholders decide where the club goes, the direction. They're the ones that sign the checks. They're the ones that run the club. So their alignment is more important than anyone else's.
I think Rovers fans are going to be quite worried when they're hearing comments like this coming from the manager on the eve of a game with all the success that you've brought to the club. Should they be worried about your future at the club if depending on what happens at the weekend?
No, I've made my feelings quite clear to everyone at the club. I've signed Danny Graham for a reason. I'm planning for next year. I'm planning to be successful next year and win the league. It's not about me. It's not about my future. It's about the football club. I've named Cork City and Dundalk and how quickly things can change. We can't lose sight of that. So it's not about me. I've never come out and said, I'm looking to move. It's not about that. We're planning for next year. We're planning to win a title back. But it's very hard to do that if everyone's not aligned, and that can be a problem.
Very best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.